what's a big deal is your baseball team has got a 7-game winning streak.
I couldn't be more thrilled. And if you wanted comedy this week, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen now. They're playing the Texas Rangers. Listening to Boston Talk Radio, they want to fire Cora. They want to fire the general manager. They want to fire anyone they can fire. They want to fire. So,
of course.
And then to have Anthony Rizzo be the one. The one tool that the Red Sox needed. They were playing really well, but they need a first baseman. They don't They have really no bona fide major league first baseman there. And Anthony Rizzo was available, and they didn't make a play for him. The Yankees got him. And the other night, Anthony Rizzo basically hit the game-winning hit against the Red Sox and then made an incredible play at first base to end the final game of the sweep. So that was just, and that just put the Boston fans over the edge. That was it. Because the Red Sox basically made no moves at the trade deadline. No significant moves.
Yeah, they got Schwarber. They got Schwarber. And then, of course, you know, let's face it, Chris Sale's now pitching. I mean, but that's all they did. And again, I am not. I'm interested to see what Chaim Bloom does.
Yeah.
I just don't think that you can use the Tampa Bay model in New York or Boston.
He's trying to build the farm system. And that you have a fan base that wants to win. And they're just not.
Yes.
You can get away with that in Tampa. You know? Okay, we suck this year, so what? You know?
Right.
But you can't get away with that in the major markets. They want to hear it. We want to win now. We have a $250 million payroll, and we want to win now, you know?
Right.
And if it means you got to go get a player, then get a player.